USDA has estimated the new peanut crop at 2,515,000 tons. Last year, the peanut farmers across the nation brought in 1,828,000 tons. So that's an increase of 37%. What do you think will happen to the price? Well, prices are going down, including the national posted price, which is now down to $699 per ton for runner-type peanuts. But in the heart of Georgia, temperatures are hitting 100 degrees each day, and that trend continues. Forecast calls for 40% chance of rain, but it appears that the rains are following other rains, and there are many isolated areas that continue dry, and peanuts are being threatened. The showers and thunderstorms are spotty, with many areas getting below normal rainfall and some hardly any at all. At the same time, water supplies are dwindling in aquifers, and the area is about 20% deficit for the year, 20 inches deficit for the year. Drought conditions in the U.S. have already caused a major deterioration of corn and soybeans, and their prices are moving up. The feeling is now that the price on peanuts will go down to a point at harvest time, depending on the size of the crop. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.